That's depressing. Looks like they tried to sell it.
We see that quite a bit, where there's a, you know, a for sale sign, or quite often we'll see inside, like, evidence that they tried to have a garage sale, you know, and you'll see all their personals kind of strewn about the house with little, you know, make me an offer or little price tags and things like that. It's really disheartening. And sometimes the houses that hit home and really are conflicting for us to work on is when there's a, you know, a serviceman or woman, you know, someone who's clearly in the service overseas, and you know, the situation has evolved where they've been foreclosed out of their house.
You mean someone in the military?
Right. So we have to go into the house, and then we have, you know, the neighbors yelling at us, like, get out of that property. It belongs to someone who's protecting our country, you know, and it kills us, you know. But
how often does that happen?
Not as often as might happen to a typical borrower. You know, there are provisions in place that help servicemen and women extend and get, you know, terms that may not be available to someone who's here in the States. There are additional leniencies extended to them. There's programs that they can get involved with that will help at least delay that process until they come back. But even in the meantime, there's things that we need to do to secure the house so that no one else breaks into it, so that the water in the lines doesn't, you know, don't burst in the winter and cause freeze damage and water damage and mold and flooding. And, you know, so sometimes we're not there following an eviction, but we're there to just secure the collateral until the lender can, you know, deal with that person when they hopefully return home.
Got it.